Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 104.
Yeah, so almost August, and Brian and I, over the weekend, we went golfing, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a bit, but episode 104.
Yep. Moving up in the numbers.
No, but four, as in the golf term.
Oh, see, Mary, you really need to make this four. No one else would have gotten that. I'm pretty sure nobody else would have gotten that. All right, anyways.
I told you that before, though. I told you that while we were golfing.
That is true.
But anyways, let's see what happened to me this week. I got this super cool rug on Buy Nothing, and it is 8 by 8 feet. It's a circle, and it fits perfectly in my apartment. And I looked it up on Amazon, and it's worth like $200. So I'm very happy about that.
Nice find.
Yeah. And then I also bought a desk. I think I mentioned this last week because I ordered it. But I bought a desk, and Brian helped me put it together over the weekend. And it's just so nice to have a separate space for my work stuff. And I'm actually recording from it right now also. So, yay.
Yep. The desk was really nice. It fit in the corner really nice.
Yeah, and it fits perfectly.
I think it was a good find as well.
$50, I mean, pretty good.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah, and then Brian and I went golfing, and it was so fun. We went to Green Lake. So I went there the weekend before with my cousin, Sarah. But we went again, and Brian, you've never done par three before, right?
No, my only history of golfing was putt-putt golfing. So this was definitely a new experience for me, let me say that.
Yeah, but I mean, we both did, like, I think before you were like, oh, I'm gonna beat you. And like, I played golf in middle school and 1 year in high school, and I'm not that good, but I like have had more practice than you. So in the first like three or four holes, we were either tying every hole or you were beating me, so you're mm-hmm. probably starting to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty confident.
And then the last five holes, then I beat you by at least one or more
for each hole. So you probably remembered all of your long lost skills during the second half.
Yeah,
and then you just beat me.
But overall it was fun. I mean we were pretty even, honestly.
Yeah it was it's definitely a skill. Honestly, I thought I would miss the ball a lot more when I was like actually trying to drive the ball. But you know, I hit it most of the time, so I'm pretty happy there. I'll count that as a success. I moved the ball in the right direction the majority of the time, so that's good.
I mean, I didn't have the best aim, and then all of a sudden my aim came and I hit a tree, and it, you know, bounced back. I was like, of course, the one time I have aim, I hit a tree. Like, it was so
yeah, that's true.
Pretty small tree.
Yeah, that's true. I almost hit a squirrel, which is kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
but overall, extremely fun, and definitely looking forward to doing that again sometime.
Yeah. What else is new with your week?
Well, besides golf, I've been continuing doing my HelloFresh meal kits. I made beef bulgogi.
Bulgogi?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. And that was pretty fun. I think I'm getting pretty good at cleaning lots of cooking dishes. But I have one more meal to create or make, I guess, and that would be a Swiss mushroom burger. And that's going to be within the next 3 days. I'm going to be doing that one. So
yum.
That should be fun.
Yeah. Yep. What else is new with you?
Not much is new.
I mean, Brian, you're forgetting the most important thing.
What? What am I forgetting?
You were in the Seattle Times this week.
Oh, that's right. Ugh, I knew I should have jotted that down. Yes. Actually, Mary, you're the one that found it. It's like, where's Waldo?
Well, my dad sent me the article of the cardboard cutouts, and he was like, I don't see you. And you know, they showed like the crowd shots. They posted like 11 pictures on the Seattle Times website. And mm-hmm. so I went like row by row. And I found Brian, and he's on the first baseline. And then I found Brayden, and her dad is right next to her. And they're, like, in the same section, just a few rows below. And then I haven't found Nick or I yet. But,
Yeah. You know, honestly, I'm so happy that I'm, like, right on the first base foul line, you know, like thousands of balls get hit in that direction. So I'm definitely going to get pegged in the head with the
and you'll get the ball sent to you.
Yeah, I'll get a ball sent to me. So fingers crossed, but I'm feeling good about this one.
Yeah. And the Mariners have their first home game tomorrow, and so it'll be fun to watch and see if we can see you on the camera, try to figure out where I'm at, where Nick's at. But there's 6,300 cardboard cutouts, so there's quite a few. So hopefully we'll see everyone at least one time on the screen.
Yeah, yeah, I think, yeah, they'll probably, like, pan around a couple of times.
Yeah, I watched a video that the Dodgers posted of they're doing the same thing, and they just had, like, music playing, and they just, like, going to an ad break, and they're just, like, panning over the crowd, and it's really, like, awkward to watch. Because it's just a bunch of cardboard cutouts on seats, and they're just,
pretty funny. Just
have, like, music playing for, like, 50 seconds. But, yeah, that's going
to
be
us. You know, sometimes during the intermissions, they, you know, they have a camera pan to the stands when, like, you know, doing, like, a dance or, like, there's some, like, kissing, whatever, kiss whatever.
Yeah.
And, nope, just the cardboard cutouts this time.
Yeah. But anyways, so this week we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about, I'm going to quiz Brian on some golf terms. We're going to talk about Iceland marketing campaign. And then we're going to talk about what it's like inside the NBA bubble. But first, we're going to talk about some golf terms.
Okay.
Now, Brian, you might know some of these. We'll start off on the easier side. What is par?
Par is when you basically go even. You don't go above or below the limit. Basically, there's a certain amount of hits that you are supposed to get the ball in the hole by, and that's basically you get that amount.
Now, what's a birdie?
Birdie is when you go one below par. So that's when you beat the par by one putt or one hit.
Okay. Now, what's an eagle?
An eagle, see, I might not play golf, but I know these terms very. You know, there was a section on golf.
These are the easy ones.
Class. Oh, okay, never mind. I will get ahead of myself. All right, so an eagle is minus three, so that's when you're three hits below par.
That's not right.
What? What is it?
It's two below par.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and then a double eagle or an albatross is three under par.
I don't believe you. I'm looking that up.
Okay. Now, next is bogey.
Oh, my God. You're right. Never mind. Okay. Bogey is plus one. Oh, bad. I've always thought eagle is minus three. Never mind. Okay. So, yeah. Bogey is plus one. That is when you're one hit worse than what you're supposed to hit, basically.
Now, what's a bank shot?
I have no idea. I'm just going to assume it bounces off something, maybe a tree. Yeah, I'll say it bounces off a tree.
It's a shot where a steep slope is used to manipulate the direction or speed of the ball.
Okay, that was totally off, but gotcha.
Now, what is over-clubbing?
Over-clubbing? Is that when you basically hit it so hard that you overshoot the hole? I don't know.
Kind of. It's using a club that will hit the ball farther than necessary.
Okay, okay. I'll get half credit for that.
What's an explosion shot?
I guess that is a term for when you hit the ball really hard in a straight line, I guess. I don't know.
It's when they hit the ball out of a sand trap.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. That should be fun.
Now, what's a mulligan?
Is that a hairstyle?
It's a mullet.
Never, that's a mullet. Never mind. JK, forget about that, people. I have no idea. What is it?
It's a do-over.
Okay, so that was basically when you hit that tree trunk.
Yeah. I said that, too. And also, that's what the intramural field at Gonzaga is called, mulligan.
Ah, true.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now we're going to go over a few different parts of the actual course. Mm-hmm. So what is the fairway?
The fairway is basically the space before that you hit the green area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
is
It's
between
not.
the green and the tee box.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's a hazard?
A hazard would be like a lake or someplace where you don't want the ball to
Anything that is hazardous to someone's
Yeah, you can't
score.
really hit it out of. Yeah.
Let's see. What's a bunker?
I'm assuming a bunker is just a hole in the ground or I don't know, just like an incline, a negative incline on the ground.
It's like a concave area that
Yeah.
has sand or something like that.
Okay.
Okay, you did much better than I thought you would, but good job, Ryan. You know most of the golf terms. Just remember,
Yay.
the mulligan is not the same as a mullet.
Yes, I do remember. And now an eagle is only minus two.
Yeah, that's
Ah,
also important to know, I guess.
this is good.
Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/sss podcast to start your trial and choose your book today.
Okay, so for our second story, I came across this website on Promote Iceland. It's called, let's see, what is it called?
It's called LooksLikeYouNeedIceland.com.
Yeah, LooksLikeYouNeedIceland.com. And basically, these people are just trying to promote Iceland in general. Obviously, you can't travel to Iceland right now due to the pandemic, but there's a fun thing that they're doing. Basically, people around the world are, you know, are relieving stress due to, you know, COVID-19. Some people are running, gardening, doing puzzles and all sorts of stuff like that. But these people are promoting just screaming. So basically, they're encouraging you
no,
to
like
scream.
letting out pent up frustrations, not just
Yes.
like random screaming, I guess.
Well,
I could,
yes,
but
that's true. They even have a website where, you know, if you press a button. It will record your pent up frustration, quote unquote, which will be, you know, coming out in form of a scream. And they are basically going to be projecting the sound of your scream and everyone else's screams across Iceland's, you know, beautiful landscapes, you know.
Yeah, so you record your scream or whatever, and it will send it to one of the seven speakers placed around empty Iceland countryside. So.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, there's some screaming tips from a mental health consultant on their website to help you make the most of your therapeutic scream. And they also mentioned that you guys might have heard of this, but there's a reopened Japanese theme park that suggested that people scream inside your heart while you're riding rides. But now they're encouraging you to, you know, stay at your house. If, I mean, if you live in an apartment, then it's probably not the best idea to scream. But
what I found funny about this article is the therapist that you mentioned earlier, she gave advice on what type of scream to use. You know, you can vary the volume, you know,
what are the
what
different
words
types
you're
of screams?
screaming out.
Oh boy.
You know, PC people, you know, the breath, how you're standing, you know, feet width apart, you know, there's a form to this scream. Bending your knees slightly, relaxing your shoulders, and then she said just follow your instincts. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever like just absolutely screamed like on the top of my lungs. I don't plan on doing that, but
yeah, don't do it. I mean, don't do it
yeah, I'm
now,
definitely not
especially.
doing it during the podcast, that's for sure.
Well,
I won't
no,
break you
just
guys'
because you
sleep.
live in an apartment.
That too, there will be lots of noise complaints.
Yeah, but I just thought it was an interesting and unique way to bring people to learn more about Iceland, and also just like a unique way to market them.
Tourism. Yeah.
Tourism. And they're saying, you know, scream and you can let it out in Iceland now, and then someday you can come visit us.
Yeah. You know? So once again, if you want to tap to scream, the website is lookslikeyouneediceland.com.
Yeah. I mean, I did it a few weeks ago, and then once you do it, you can hear other people's screams. Like, oh, you can, God, like, click on people's audio, and I was like, this is so weird. Like,
that's pretty funny.
You just hear screams from around the world, but, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, next up, we're going to talk about the NBA bubble. NBA is coming back tonight on Thursday night, and it's pretty exciting. Another sport's coming back. MLB came back last week, and now NBA.
Right. So for the next 2.5 months, the entire NBA organization is basically going to be in Disney World, Orlando, Florida. That's basically where they're creating this little bubble thing that they're calling it the bubble. Mm-hmm. And while you may think this is, you know, this is in Disney World, this is a resort, you know, this is not usually what the NBA players are, you know, used to there.
Yeah.
Personally, most of their hopes are probably better than Disney World.
But like, that's what they interviewed Rui, and he said that it kind of reminds him of college.
Yeah, I know. Rui would enjoy it.
I mean, he's 22. I mean, he would just have graduated from Gonzaga if he stayed. But he also said that it's kind of cool because he gets to see all the different players, and like LeBron James is just walking around the bubble everywhere, superstars just walking around living in the same hotel, living the same mm-hmm. lifestyle, which, you know, they don't typically do.
Like, yeah, exactly. The Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, compared it to a prison sentence. I guess he's used to, like, you know, roaming the city a little bit more.
But then Myers Leonard posted a picture on Twitter, Mickey Mouse waffles, with a picture of Mickey Mouse waffles. So, I mean, they're kind of just taking it in different ways.
Yes, but that's true.
In the bubble, they have, you know, what you'd expect, gyms and fitness conditioning areas, but they also have a pool, a player lounge, ping pong and video games, and a barbershop. They can go fishing, water slides, bowling, golf. There's lots of things they can do there. And that's why Rui was like, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like, you know, we're all brothers. We're all here just like in college, all living the same lifestyle.
Yeah. So this is the biggest, you know, logistical challenge for the NBA basically its creation. And so far, it appears to be working. None of the 344 players that are currently in the NBA have tested positive for COVID-19 since July 20th, which is pretty good.
10 days, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so hopefully it stays that way. And basically they're taking, let's see, how many players are they taking?
There's only 22 of the NBA's 30 teams were invited to this mini mm-hmm. tournament. 8 teams that were excluded had the worst records at the time of the season being suspended in March. And then each team is allowed to bring 37 people. That's 13 to 17 players, and then the rest are staff. Only one team, the Portland Trailblazers, took the minimum 13 players into the bubble. So every person in the bubble, from players to team officials to media, there's 10 independently accredited reporters, had to stay in their rooms upon arrival. They had to quarantine for 2 days for the league and team players and staff, and then 7 days for the media. So,
and this, the guidelines the NBA read to each player basically on how they're supposed to behave, you know, in the bubble is an 113-page booklet. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously set up a lot of rules. And there's an example of this. If the players get together and play a game of cards, this is an example, it's okay, but only while wearing a face mask. They have to do it while wearing a face mask, and they have to throw away the entire deck of cards at the end of the game.
I know, I thought that was very odd. They also can only play singles for table tennis and not doubles.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, like, I don't quite understand. But they also wanted to mention they're using 3 hotels to host the 22 teams, which is nearly 350 players. The hotels were assigned to teams based on their league position. So each conference's top 4 teams were allocated to the best hotel available, which I thought was interesting.
That is an interesting way to split it up.
Yeah, so there's other amenities, including yoga, meditation, hairstylists, and manicures. And there's been some players at first, they complained about the food. And that was just while they were in their 2-day quarantine. So it kind of makes you realize, like, oh man, there's like a lot of press about players like showing up like the most measly sandwich outside their door. Well, but it was only for 2 days.
Yeah.
But then after that 2-day period, they're allowed to use personal or team chefs from outside the bubble. And also each team has its own food room. No one's allowed to leave the bubble without special clearance. Although right. I heard a player last week left and went to a strip club. So I'm sure there's been other problems.
I was going to go into that really quickly. So yeah. Basically, since no player, you're not allowed to bring like any of your friends, family. So a lot of these guys are going to be, you know, like leaving their wives and girlfriends behind, and they basically just have to wait and kids, you know. And they're basically just going to have to wait until, you know, that team's season ends. So I guess if you're doing well, it's going to take even longer for you to get back to your family because you're going to be in the bubble even longer. Mm-hmm. But the player you mentioned was Lou Williams, and he basically he went to a funeral, but he stopped by a strip club.
Just, you know, a casual stop by after a funeral.
Just, you know, I'm sure for the wings, you know. And anyways, he was given a 10-day quarantine when he got back. And the funny thing is, because this is so close to the season start, he's going to miss the first two games of, you know, this season. So yeah. Come on, people, keep it together.
Do have special rules so that if the players' wives and partners are expecting, they're allowed to join their family for the birth. But right. then they have to, like you said, serve additional quarantine when they return. One of the players on the Sacramento Kings had to do this after crossing the bubble's border to pick up food, even though there's food available. Sounds like all over the place in the bubble. I think this is just making it a little more difficult for players who are used to, you know,
going out
exactly what they want.
Yeah.
It seems like there's lots of interesting rules. I did think that it was pretty funny that they can play cards, but they have to throw it away. There's also no bench at the arenas. Players and staff have to sit on individual chairs. Large screens are going to surround each court and will be used to connect fans at home directly with the court, serving as courtside seats using Microsoft Teams.
Oh, that's interesting. That's got to be so clunky.
I mean, like, just like, why would a fan want to do that?
Yeah, when you could just watch it in high definition.
And it's
probably.
Like, cool that you already are on Teams and Zoom all day for work, and then now you're gonna go on Zoom and watch a basketball game. Just to get, I feel like you probably get a better angle just watching it on the TV.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is, you know, to see if some players actually improve in the arena since there's actually going to be, you know, less real fans. Like, I wonder if someone's free throw percentage actually goes up because there's no one to, like, antagonize them while he's trying to shoot a free throw. Or if someone, you know, that just, like, feeds off the crowd for energy is just going to be, like, so lackluster.
I mean, if you think about it, this could be the first time that these guys have ever played in an empty gym. You know, playing a real game in an empty gym since, like, middle school. Because, like, in high school, there's some
true.
Fans in college, like, and NBA, fans, there's fans. Yeah. So, I mean, this might be just, like, a odd thing. I'm sure they're
used to it. It's like a scrimmage where no one's watching.
Yeah, but it's a real game. Exactly. Also, I wanted to mention that if they want to play golf, then no caddies are allowed.
Come on, people.
There's also a telephone hotline that was set up for anyone to report infractions of other people breaking the rules, and you can report someone anonymously.
That's good. So I guess there'll be some stitches, which is good, actually. You know, if someone's breaking the quarantine and endangering everyone else, they should probably get quarantined.
They for sure should.
Yeah.
I was just reading another article about how long sports can remain in these, like, bubbles. It's just going to be interesting to see how well this works. So far, it seems to be working, even though some players, you know, they don't quite
understand.
Seem to understand it. But, yeah. I mean, I think this is the best option for right now.
Yeah, I agree. I know baseball's doing their own thing. And right now, I read an article on, like, the Mariners. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, not half their team, but, like, four players already have it. So they have to, like, cancel all their games now.
The Mariners, the players can't play, yeah.
Did I say the Mariners?
Yeah, you said the Mariners. Who?
Oh,
which
I meant
team?
The Marlins. Sorry.
Oh, I was like, what?
That's the Mariners.
I was like, I've not heard that
Florida.
At all.
Down in Florida.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, what?
Yes. The Marlins.
I saw a really funny clip from, I don't know which teams it was, but it was out in the outfield. Guy goes diving into another player for to get to catch the ball, and then that player reaches his hand out to help his teammate up, and then he was, oh wait, and he just pulls his hand back away.
Yeah, I've got to
He's, you know,
maintain
it's just
social
like you're so
distance.
used to, you know, being having good sportsmanship and helping your teammates up, and then you're like, oh wait, I can't, I'm not really supposed to touch you, even though they just run into each other. But
Yeah.
whatever.
What I really want to see is I want to see like a foul ball like going to hit, like the ball's going to hit someone, one of the, cutout fan things, and I want to see like one of the baseball players like dive into the crowd of posters.
I mean, yeah, it's not gonna be quite as, I don't know if it would hurt more or less than if they were hit like
Yeah,
hitting real
we're pretty
people.
squishy. But yeah, this is certainly going to be an interesting sports season to say the least, and I'm glad that they're at least attempting to bring the sports back.
If Gonzaga does this cutout thing, I'm definitely gonna do that. Gotta be in the kennel if they're gonna, you know,
Oh yeah.
do the sports cutout. You know, it's almost impossible to get into the kennel after you graduate. And so, if I mean, if I, they want to do that, I will be for sure get one of those. But I think it's a super unique thing to draw fan engagement. We've talked about this before, but I just think it's interesting to see what each league is doing, and it'll be interesting to see what I think
Which one's more
NFL,
successful?
yeah, which successful, but what the NFL will be doing in a few weeks. Well, hope you guys all have a good rest of your July, and yeah, talk to you next month.
Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.